The Jedi pilots rounded the brightly striped mass of the gas giant Kuribu and found themselves staring into the turquoise brilliance of the planet's huge star, Gyul. Jaina blinked instinctively, and by the time her eyes opened again, her astromech droid had darkened the Stealth X's canopy tinting. She saw the hawk-winged silhouettes of four inbound defoliators, sweeping in just meters above Koribu's dazzling ring system, racing for the gap between the moons Rue and Zvibo on initial approach for a dispersal run. With a four-squadron escort of clawcraft, the Chiss were clearly determined to reach their targets this time. Rather than break comm silence, Jaina opened herself to the battle meld and immediately knew her wingmates had done the same. Jaina focused her thoughts on the impending clash. The Chiss were coming hard this time. The Jedi had to disable those defoliators quickly and withdraw before the fight turned bloody. The Chiss task force entered the gap between Rue and Zvibo. Two of the four defoliators left the main formation with their clawcraft escorts and turned toward the moons. They were met by clouds of defenders from the Saras nest on Rue and the Alala on Zvibo. Jaina had barely formulated a plan to meet them before Tahiri shot ahead in the sleek little skiff that Zonama Seacott had grown for her. A living ship. Its three-lobed hull glowed a deep sea green against the star. Jason followed a moment later in his Chase X, which, like Tahiri's living ship, could not be concealed from the Chiss sensors. The Jedi all understood what Jaina intended. Tahiri, who was not subject to Stealth XCOM restrictions, opened a channel to the Tot dart ships still swarming around Jaina and the other Stealth Xs.
Rhea Tot, bring the dart ships and follow us. We need to make this look real.
We are to create a diversion?
A Chiss joiner, who insisted on being called by both the nest name and her own, Rhea Tot freely admitted that she had been sent by Chiss intelligence to spy on the Koribu nests. Her allegiance had changed, she claimed, when the Tot discovered her hiding in near starvation and started to bring her food.
The stealth fighters will divide and strike the defoliators by surprise? Something like that.
The Saras dart ships met the first defoliator and swallowed it in a cloud of gray, whirling slivers. The defoliator continued toward Rue's amber disk, engulfed in a halo of silver sparkles as the insect pilots hurled their tiny fighters against its shields. The Chiss clawcraft circled back and began to make runs along the length of the defoliator's hull, driving the Saras dart ships off and giving the larger vessel time to refresh its shields. The Stealth X's had to make their move now, or they would never reach the defoliators in time. Jaina pushed her throttles forward and broke for the Amber Moon Rue. Tessar, the second-best pilot on the team, started for Zvibo, while Zek, Alima, and Lobaka all began a high-arcing maneuver that would drop them down on the last two defoliators. Jaina checked her estimated time to attack. 5 seconds, but she sensed that Tessar needed 7. She armed 2 proton torpedoes, then added a sweeping curve to her approach and came in behind the battle. Outside her cockpit, space was a tightly wound ball of orange rocket trails swirling around the blue glow of the defoliator's big ion drives. A pair of dart ships blossomed in scarlet as they exploded against the shields of an oncoming clawcraft, but a third collided with its wing.